The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Paul Williams with me now, the crime journalist and author, to talk about this arrest in Dubai of the senior Kinahan cartel lieutenant, Sean McGovern. Paul, always great to talk to you. So who is Sean McGovern? How senior is he in the Kinahan cartel?
Well, I suppose to put it in perspective for you, Kieran, he was described in the Special Criminal Court earlier this year as being one of the top and the closest confidants and advisors and mentors or associates of Daniel Kinahan. And the fact that he was living and lying low with them in Dubai, that he was part of that inner circle, sort of underlines the fact that this is one of the Mr. Bigs. He is, apart from Daniel Kinahan, he's probably as high as you can get in the organization. I remember Liam Byrne and Thomas Bomber Cavanagh, also top tier lieutenants in the whole organization. They're currently behind bars in the UK. So this is a very momentous and very dramatic development. It's coming a long time, but the wheels of justice do grind slowly. But when they do start grinding, they do so relentlessly, and eventually the bad guys get it. And this is a good news story today, Kieran.
So did people know this was coming? Was there a sense that kind of Sean McGovern was on borrowed time, or like Daniel Kinahan, did he maybe think he was above the law?
Well, the one thing that unites all of them, one of the principal characteristics of these particular individuals, is their arrogance and their belief in themselves. And they were absolutely convinced and believed that they were untouchable in Dubai. And that's partly because of the fact that Daniel Kinahan and his father have spread around tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, of their largesse to some of the governing people in that country or that entity and the UAE. So maybe they have reason to believe that they're untouchable. But the taking down of McGovern is hugely significant, because what it shows them is that they are not as bulletproof as they thought they were. They'll certainly be thinking to themselves, hang on a minute, what happened here? Because this guy is right in the middle of them, McGovern. He was living quite openly, like the rest of them, in considerable luxury, keeping their heads down, not causing any trouble. As we know, that they felt that the UAE authorities were probably never going to touch him. And by the way, as well, there was considerable surprise, I suppose relief, that this was not expected so soon by the Irish authorities, because there's been a lot of going to and froing and international diplomacy, both of a policing nature and political nature, between the UAE and Ireland and involving the Americans, these agencies. But when the famous sanctions were announced by the United States Treasury in Dublin in 2022, my understanding is, from some of my contacts who work in international policing, was that the UAE authorities, the Dubai authorities, were really, really pissed off with Ireland that they had suddenly put them in the middle of the spotlight, along with the Americans, as a haven for organised crime, and therefore were going to drag their feet in relation to what they were going to do after that. However, saying that, it did focus minds in the UAE that, you know, some of the major players who were associated with Kinahan, who were lying low in Dubai, because Dubai has no extradition agreements with the outside world, they all started, well, two or three of them have been repatriated to Italy and Holland and other places like that to face justice, even though there were no extradition agreements. So I suppose, in a way, what happened here was that the Irish perhaps helped focus the minds of the UAE authorities. There is another dimension to this as well, Kieran, which on a momentous day like today, is that it should be remembered that this there's a poignancy to all of this. There's a bitter irony in that tomorrow, 2 weeks ago, the man who was responsible for all of this effort that led to the arrest of McGovern and hopefully now the arrest of Kinahan, Assistant Commissioner John O'Driscoll, dropped dead very suddenly. And he had dedicated the past 8 years six of the past 8 years to taking down the Kinahan organization. He was the guy who went to Washington. He was banging on doors with the CIA, the DEA, the FBI, the NCA in the UK, Interpol, Europol. He went everywhere like a diplomat, telling and convincing international law enforcement the Kinahans must be taken down. And, you know, in the wider Garda family today, a lot of people will say that taking down the Kinahans and taking down organised crime to this level or this extent is his legacy. And I there's so many ironies and synchronicities in it that, you know, tomorrow marks 2 weeks since John O'Driscoll, who had only been retired 2.5 years, died so suddenly. And it's a testimony to him. This is his legacy, please God.
And when we look further up then the chain of command to Daniel Kinahan, I mean, how concerned is he likely to be today?
He should be very concerned, and he should have been very concerned from right from the beginning. Now, he may be trying to pull, he may have, when I say may, have done things in the past few years that he feels may insulate him from. There was a rumour, one rumour going around that he was going to divorce his Irish wife and marry a Dubai citizen, which would perhaps make him more, less amenable to international law. Now, we don't know if that's true or not. Daniel Kinahan, there is a charge sheet available for Daniel Kinahan. There is evidence. There is a lot of evidence here. The Gardaí have accumulated a huge amount of evidence to prove that he was, number one, leader of a criminal organisation. Number two, that he was also involved in the murder of Eddie Hutch. And he was involved in other shootings and perpetrating or orchestrating other shootings. In terms of, going back to your question about where next for the rest of the top tier of the Kinahan cartel, I would be very surprised if you see Christy Kinahan ever being, his name ever appearing on an extradition or international arrest warrant from Ireland, because he's been around for far too long. His son was more or less taken over the reins of the.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that actually next part. Like, how involved on a day-to-day basis is Christy Kinahan anymore? Or is he, I'm not sure if retirement happens in this type of world, but is he effectively retired from it?
Well, a lot of the decision making that was taken, like the decision, and these were conscious decisions that were taken in 2016 to wipe out the Hutch family, to murder, like McGovern is wanted on a warrant for the murder of Noel Duckeig Kerwin. Noel Duckeig Kerwin's only crime was that he was a close friend of Jerry Hutch. So these guys sat down, Liam Byrne and Daniel Kinahan, they sat down a couple of days after the Regency Hotel and designed this machine, or ordered this murder machine into action. To such an extent that when the Gardaí under John O'Driscoll came back after them, there wasn't a hit. The number of gangland killings in Ireland have dropped dramatically in recent years because, Kieran, the vast majority of the guys who were capable of carrying out gangland killings were all arrested. And they were all working for the Kinahan organisation. And that's one of the reasons, and again, part of O'Driscoll's legacy, that, you know, we have consistently, for the past number of years, seen gangland murders drop to their lowest levels than they have been in about 25 years. So they made this decision to go and commit so much murder. But going back to Christy Senior,
yeah,
and Christy Junior, I don't know, I could completely prove wrong on this, but from what I know of it so far, I don't believe there's enough evidence to bring Christy Kinahan Senior back here, or even bring Christy Junior back here. Now, Christy Senior would be more, given his long time experience and his long time position at the higher levels of organised crime internationally, there's a good chance that maybe the Drug Enforcement Agency have a case against them because of international drug trafficking activities, which would be much higher up the scale of offences internationally,
yeah,
than what he did in Ireland. So is that there? We just don't know. But we do know that Interpol have played a very major role in this. I know from my own source that around May of this year, two very senior figures in Interpol arrived in Ireland to meet senior members of an Garda Síochána Síochána to discuss with them the strategies that they needed to adopt to move forward with the Dubai authorities to start convincing them to get these guys out of their country. Because somebody, in the end of the day, it's reasonable to speculate that this was all down to somebody deciding, you know what, I'll just sign McGovern's name on this little piece of paper here and we let that extradition go ahead. But that's as simple as it is. That somebody's not exactly a democratic hub of politics, so to speak, in Dubai, where, you know, they worried an awful lot about the civil rights of people. If they want to get rid of you, if they decide that they no longer like Daniel Kinahan and the look of him, it literally will be the stroke of a pen and he would find it back here.
Anyway, we'll have to wait and see how soon that happens. Paul, thanks a million as always for chatting to us. Paul Williams, the crime journalist and author.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.